Jesus Plus Nothing, 100% natural, no additives. Andrew Farley celebrating your freedom in Christ. Call in and ask your questions at 877-655-6755. That's toll free at 877-655-6755. Via satellite from Texas, it's Andrew Farley Live.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Andrew Farley Live. This is Andrew. We are live for the next half hour, taking your calls across the United States and Canada. That number, 877-655-6755. We've got open lines here at the top of the hour. Plenty of room for you to get in with your question tonight. If you have a question about a scripture passage, maybe there's something you heard in church this past weekend and, well, you're still not so sure about it. You're scratching your head. Let's make it a conversation together right now. 877-655-6755. And if you're a first-time caller tonight, please know we love to hear from our first-time callers. We'd love to hear from you. If you're a veteran listener, maybe you've called in the past, but you've got a new question tonight, by all means, join us as well. Again, with open lines, 877-655-6755. We've got a line or two remaining, plenty of room, very little wait. If you have a personal issue tonight going on in your life, in your marriage, with your family, with your kids, in your church, whatever it might be, and you're looking for that grace-based perspective, well, let's talk it over right now. Again, 877-655-6755. We're going to start off tonight in Kyle, Texas, and we'll talk with David. Hi, David.
Oh, hi, Andrew. How are you tonight?
Hey, doing well. How are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you. My question tonight is about the book of Jude. I am a first-time caller, and I really enjoy your show, too, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yes, so what's on your mind? Yeah.
I'm just curious of who the book, what the book of Jude or the chapter of Jude, it's only one chapter and it's one of the shorter chapters in the Bible. I'm just wondering who it was to and what it was all about.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah, it's a very, very short book of the Bible, that's for sure, in the New Testament. I mean, it's an epistle and it's attributed to someone named Jude. And Jude was a servant of Jesus, a relative of James, at least to believe to be the brother of James. And so, you know, it's definitely a book that is canonized and part of the New Testament canon, although there were early arguments about it. Those have been put to rest. And you know, as far as what it's about and who it's written to and why it exists, I mean, you know, there's this idea that false teachers have come into the world and are distorting the gospel, and they're godless people and false teachers. And as you peruse this single chapter, you find out that they are equated with peoples like those in Sodom and Gomorrah, and there's a description of all of their wrongdoing, including their slanderous speech and their ungodly, unrighteous character. And you know, it's basically a warning to those people of that day to be careful of these false teachers and to watch out, because you don't want to be a sucker for the sales pitch of their wrongdoing and wrong teaching. And so it's an exhortation, it's a warning, and, you know, there's really, their fate is outlined here. Their fate is described as it shows that they in the end will be destroyed. So there's all kinds of content packed into this very small letter. And, you know, that's a quick overview of it. You could almost, it's so short that you could almost read it on the air. I won't do that. But nevertheless, maybe one of the best parts of it for believers is in verse 20. It says, but you, so here comes the good news, but you, dear friends, by building yourselves up in your most holy faith and praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourself in God's love as you wait for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to bring you to eternal life. Be merciful to those who doubt. Save others by snatching them from the fire. To others, show mercy mixed with fear, hating even the clothing stained by corrupted flesh. So there again, we see some great news for believers and some instruction. Be built up in the faith. Pray in the Spirit. What does that mean? Praying in tongues? No. It means to know your connection. You're in the Spirit, and the Spirit is in you. You could speak in English or German or Italian or Swahili or French or any language, but pray in the Spirit, meaning know that you're connected. Know that you're bonded. Know that you're fused. Know that the Spirit is in you and that you are in the Spirit. Keep yourselves in God's love. That means fix your eyes on the love of Christ. Fix your eyes on Jesus. You know, being merciful and saving other, presenting the gospel, saving other people, snatching them from the flames. I mean, this is in some ways an incredible encouragement for every believer to know that the life we live is important, that there's purpose and meaning, and that we're on a mission here. It's not up to us to be the Savior, but we can certainly brag on the Savior. And so that's just a little bit, David, about the book of Jude. I hope that gives you a snapshot, and next time you look at it, study it, read it, you'll have a better idea of what it's about. Appreciate your call tonight, and reach out to us again. Glad you're a first-time caller. We'd love to hear from you. All right, that number, 877-655-6755. Let's go now to Colorado, and we'll talk with Randy. Hey, Randy. Hey, Randy.
Andrew.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. I can't even believe I'm talking with you, sir. Hey, I think you just addressed everything in the previous call. Mm-hmm. I don't even really want to take up most of your time. I've got a huge problem. I always think that I'm losing my salvation because I don't know. I hate myself, and I constantly use foul language and stuff like that. I hate myself, and then later on I don't know what to say. I don't know. It's like I get on my knees and I ask God for forgiveness, and I just hate myself. So I don't even know what to say, my friend, but that's all I wanted to say.
Okay. Well, hang on there. Don't go anywhere, Randy. I want to share some thoughts with you, and then I want to send you something that I think will be a big encouragement to you. We would love to send you a book, and that book is called The Naked Gospel. The Naked Gospel, Jesus plus nothing, 100% natural, no additives. And I think it'll be a real encouragement to you as you get back to focus on what's most important in the gospel message. So don't go anywhere, but, you know, just for a few minutes here, Randy, I appreciate your candor, your honesty. I don't think your problem is uncommon. I think that many Christians find themselves failing and struggling, using language they don't really want to use. They're filled with regret and remorse. All of that is a sign, Randy. It's a sign that you are saved. You see, if you used that language and if you were to mistreat people and make decisions that don't reflect Jesus, and then you feel nothing, you just feel no regret, no remorse, no desire for change, well, that would likely be a sign that Christ does not live in you. But the fact that here you are calling a radio program with deep concern over your actions and your attitudes, and you want to reflect Christ, you want to display Jesus to other people, that's an indication of your heart. You have a new heart. You have a new spirit. You've got God's Spirit living in you. Christ in you matters. He's not passive. He's very much involved in our attitudes and actions. So I just want to encourage you that the struggle, first of all, the struggle is a sign that you know Jesus. Now, secondly, you know, your forgiveness is going to be absolutely central to what you're dealing with. You're dealing with accusation. Randy, you're waking up every day going, how did I speak yesterday? What words did I use this morning? How did I react last week? Oh, I'm not a very good Christian. Oh, I'm no good. My speech is no good. My actions are no good. I'm no good. Maybe I'm not even saved. All of that is accusation from the enemy. It is not the truth of the gospel. The truth of the gospel is, as God's word says in the book of James, for example, we all stumble. We all stumble in many ways. I stumble, you stumble, we all stumble. So it should not surprise you that you stumble, especially with regard to the tongue. You know, every Christian sins throughout their lives. There is a regular struggle of some kind. It may change throughout the years. It may shift and morph. But as long as we live on this planet, we're going to struggle with the power of sin being a tempter and with that old stinking thinking called the flesh. So first, your struggle is not uncommon. Second, there's a simple answer to that accusation, and that is that you are a totally forgiven person. That's important. That's critical. It's crucial to know. And then lastly, I would say that your security comes down to the truthfulness of Jesus. This is not about your faithfulness. It's about God's truthfulness. When Jesus says, I'll never leave you, Randy, I'll never forsake you, nobody can snatch you out of my hand, even when you are faithless, Randy, with your speech, your actions, even when you are faithless, I remain faithful, he says. And so this is not about your faithfulness. It's about Jesus's truthfulness. And so there is great hope for you, my friend, to find real stability in Jesus Christ. Hang on the line. Don't go anywhere. We want to send you this book. It's called The Naked Gospel, Jesus Plus Nothing, 100% natural, no additives. And in this book, you are going to learn how to depend on Jesus like never before. And you are going to learn more about your forgiveness and your security in Christ. And that will have long-term an amazing impact on your thoughts and actions. But it starts by understanding that you're clean and you're close to God because of what Jesus did. And that bond is permanent. You have an unshakable, unbreakable fusion or bond with Jesus. Romans 6 calls it being united with Christ. You are in union with Jesus, one spirit with him. So there's some amazing news in this book, The Naked Gospel. It's all from God's word. It's practical. It's scriptural insights into who you are as God has recreated you in Christ Jesus for good works. And he's even prepared those things in advance so that you and I can learn to walk in that new way and think in that new way. So we'll get this out to you this week, Randy. Appreciate your call tonight. And of course, call us up again. Let us know how you're doing. Reach out to us again anytime. Hang on the line. 877-655-6755. That is the number. Open lines, room for you right now. Let's go to Colorado, and we'll talk with Joanne. Hi, Joanne.
Hi, Andrew.
Hi. You've got a question tonight?
I do. I read your book,
Relaxing with God.
Yes. And I tell you what, I've really begun to relax with God. I think all these years I've been reading the Bible wrong. I think what you're trying to say is once we are in Christ, that we can believe everything that the Bible says is true about us.
Yes. Yes. That's right. And it's real, Joanne. I mean, it's not just a Bible view of us, but it's real. God is telling the truth. So you really do have that new heart. You really do have that new spirit. You really do have Christ living in you. He cleaned house and he moved in, and that's real. So it's not just positional righteousness, it's actual. It's not just positional forgiveness, it's actual. God actually likes you. He has actually taken away your sin record, and he has actually caused you to be born again. Spiritually, you've got a new spiritual heart. That's real. So you can expect new passions and new desires to crop up and be inspired from within. All of that is very real. So, you know, I'm thrilled. I'm thrilled that you read Relaxing with God. That's awesome. And I'm so glad that God used it in your life to help you see his grace in an even deeper and more meaningful way. And you know what? I'd love it if you call us back again anytime as you continue to have comments or questions as you're reading along, and reach out to us anytime. Always fantastic to hear from you, my friend. All right, well, you know what? We have an exciting announcement. We've just been talking about it a few days now, but it is July 13, and it is happening in Northern Virginia, Gainesville, Virginia. It's the Freedom in Christ Conference on Saturday, July 13, in Northern Virginia, just about a half hour from two different airports, whether it's Dulles or Washington Reagan. Make your choice and join us for the July 13 conference in Northern Virginia, Washington, D.C. area. You can find out more on our website. That's andrewfarley.org, andrewfarley.org. We would love to see you there. All right, well, let's go now to Mississippi, and we'll talk with Cindy. Hi, Cindy.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, doing great. What's on your heart tonight?
Awesome. A little bit ago, you had said something about if the Spirit is in you, how do you know? How do you know for sure that the Spirit is within you?
Okay, well, let me ask you, Cindy. I mean, was there a time in your life that you recall when you first believed the gospel, where you opened the door of your life to Christ, where there was a message about forgiveness and about new life, about the cross and the resurrection, where you heard that and then decided to believe that and then opened the door of your life to Jesus? Was there a time for you where that happened?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So what I would say then is that based on that, that's your story. I mean, your testimony, your story is that you heard it, and then you decided to believe it, and then you decided to receive it, and namely him. You received him. You turned the doorknob of your life. You turned the doorknob of your heart, and he stood at the door and knocked, and you opened the door, and you received new life in him. So it's not a feeling, it's a knowing. I mean, if you were to ask someone, do you believe Jesus is Lord? And they say yes. And you say, do you believe that Jesus hung on a cross for your sins? And they honestly say, yes, I believe that. And do you believe that Jesus rose from the dead to give you new life? And they say, yes, I honestly believe that. And did you respond to that message? Did you open the door to that new life in Jesus? And they say, yes. Well, there you have your answer, because when you decide to call upon the name of the Lord, he has promised that seek and you will find, knock and the door will be open to you. He has promised to respond to the whosoever will call upon his name. So the knowledge of this is not an emotion. It is simply a fact. Being saved is a fact, not a feeling. And it's based on what you believe about Jesus, what you believe he did for you personally, and then the choice of opening the door of your life to him. The Bible says nobody can confess that Jesus is Lord except by the Spirit of God. And so if someone believes the truth about Jesus, about his authority and power to save, about his death, burial, and resurrection, if they honestly believe and have received the benefit of that, Well, that's how they can know. They made the choice to call upon him, and he heard and he answered. Again, this is all about the truthfulness of God. That's where you hang your hat. That's where you put your security, put your confidence. You put it in the truthfulness of God to respond to that heart that cries out to him. Cindy, appreciate your call tonight. I hope that encourages you in your salvation. And hang on the line there. I want to send you something. It's called Relaxing with God. And it's a book that talks all about who we are in Christ, how we can know what it means to be one with Jesus. So we'll send that out to you right away, my friend. Appreciate your call tonight, Cindy. Call back. 877-655-6755. Let's go to Illinois now. We'll talk with Billy. Hi, Billy.
Hey, Andrew. How are you?
Hey, doing great, Billy. What's on your mind tonight?
I was reading Matthew chapter 7, and specifically about false teachers and how they come to us as wolves in sheep's clothing. And I just want you to kind of expand on that. It seems a little difficult for us to actually discern who's preaching the gospel and possibly a watered down or false gospel.
Okay, sure. Yeah, so we're in Matthew chapter 7. It says, watch out for false prophets. They come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ferocious wolves. By their fruit you will recognize them. Do people pick grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Likewise, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, and a bad tree cannot bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Thus, by their fruit, you will recognize them. Then he goes on to talk about true and false disciples. So we've got true and false prophets and true and false followers. But the bottom line is you'll know them by their fruit. So what does that mean? Well, if they're angry and violent or greedy or deceptive or, you know, there's lots of things they could be on the negative side. But, you know, what is it that marks out us as believers, as true believers? Well, there's a genuine love for other believers. That's what 1 John tells us. So I guess you could say there's wax fruit and there's genuine fruit. I'll never forget the one time I took a bite of wax fruit, and boy, was I sorry. It looks so good on the outside. You take one bite and yuck. So it is with the Christian world. I mean, in this world of religion, you can watch people on TV or radio or read books or follow teachers online or whatever. But time and time again, we see some of them, not the majority, but some of them show their true colors, don't they, with time. There's a greediness. There's a desire that is selfish ambition. There is people that are seeking nothing but money. There are people who just have motives of the flesh, worldly desires and worldly motives. Now, what's the opposite of that? The opposite is finding your contentment in Jesus, preaching and teaching the truth about the cross and the resurrection. You know, it's not just sinful behaviors, openly and overtly sinful behaviors that might crop up in a false teacher. There can also be a very legalistic mindset where people are just plain mean. I mean, you know, legalism will never produce love. Legalism will never produce the fruit of the Spirit, especially the love of God. So it's only the grace of God that teaches us to say no to sin. That's why the Bible says don't fall short of the grace of God. It is the grace of God that brings salvation, and it is the grace of God that teaches us to say no to sin. So put your confidence in the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. He is the one true one we can always count on.
For more information on Andrew's books, please visit andrewfarley.org. That's andrewfarley.org. Join us every week at this time as we invite you to celebrate the freedom of God's grace. Goodbye, everybody.